In Vienna, my parents, they used to have these things like they have in the most civilized towns. They have concerts for young kids, so I would be taken to symphony concerts on a Sunday at noon or something like that. I remember I didn't like the conductor. He was kind of heavy set, and his tuxedo didn't fit too well, and he always perspired a lot, so. And he probably wasn't a very good conductor either. I don't know. Anyhow, that was part. But also sometimes there would be more, non-classical. So my first encounter, in retrospect, with anything resembling jazz, was when Jack Hilton, the famous English bandleader, who had something to do with the careers of Coleman Hawkins and Louis Armstrong, and even I think he intersected with Benny Carter as well. Anyway, he was like the British Paul Whiteman, and he had a big show band, and I was taken to this performance, which was in a place like where they also had, it's kind of a show place. You know, I remember they had a big, in the ceiling, there was a big rotating chandelier, and the one thing that I remember about this performance was that there was a point where the lights went down, and they had pin spots on the band, and there were these three musicians that came up front, and there was a trombone and a trumpet and a clarinet, and the two brass instruments had sparkling mutes in the horns, and they had this pin spots on them, and then the chandelier, was turning, and it was a very kind of, interesting, just like an early, a prehistoric light show. But anyway, what did they play? I later discovered that what I heard, I liked the music too. They were doing an Ellington medley, and what they did there, that particular thing, was Mood Indigo. So they actually recorded this, I think a shorter version where they do an Ellington medley. And they did it so well, actually, that on a blindfold test, Barney Bagard thought that it was the Ellington band. So, anyway, that would have been my, my first encounter with something resembling jazz.